Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, the godfather of vocal groups, celebrating 59 years in show business, 3 years on Soul School Music. What is happening, godfather?
How you doing? What's going on? It's a pleasure to be here tonight and for a great show with the great young man. You, when he come on the microphone, it's on.
Well, we know his voice, it shuts it down. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your china away, and we're going to get underway. But first, let me bring on the co-producer. As you know, I'm Beverly Black, the sidekick of Marshall Thompson on Soul School Music, the creator of Tribe Family Channel, a gumbo for the soul, international family brand. That is me, she. However, I don't do this alone, so let me bring on Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown. How are you doing, Queen?
I'm fine. Good evening, everyone. And Marshall, when this young man comes on the mic, it's
Wow.
Call
wow.
Call him Mr. Microphone. You got to call him Mr. Microphone.
Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, because we have such a star-studded lineup, a man, a crooner, and for those that were just born yesterday, we're going to tell you a little bit about Mr. Lenne. His name is Mr. Lenne Williams. Ultimate soul crooner and Oakland native. He possesses one of the most distinctive voices in contemporary music. With his rich, passionate vocal style, he is rightfully regarded as one of R&B's most influential soul men. Williams began his musical career making records that have become R&B and pop classics like 'Cause I Love You, recorded on his solo album, and So Very Hard to Go, which he recorded as the lead singer of Tower of Power. Lenne Williams' style has transcended into the new millennium, influencing many of today's most popular R&B and hip-hop artists. Lenny sounds better than ever as he continues to keep the focus on love. Love is what has gotten me through all of these years. I look for love and I surround myself with it, Lenny says. When it comes to singing love songs, one must go there to know there. Okay, and Lenny never left. He is able to take the listener to the heart of love with such soulful, oh Lord, where are my eyes? With such soulful, I'm going to say, songs, because love will never go out of style, and no one does it better than, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. 'Cause I Love You Williams. How are you doing, Mr. Lenny Williams? Welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson.
Y'all making me feel good, all that stuff they're saying about me right there. Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, how you doing, Marshall?
How you doing, Lenny?
I sing 2 more years. I'm gonna get me one of the big old mink coats too. I got 2 more years to go, and I'm gonna earn that coat.
Yeah, right, Lenny. I've been following you, Lenny, on Facebook. I've been seeing you out there cutting up out there.
Yeah, we did. I think the last show we did was up somewhere up near Baltimore or somewhere like that. I can't remember outside.
Yeah, the last one we did together was Baltimore. I remember that.
Yeah, right.
I just seen you play in Calfskin, I think, with at Philadelphia area. With the Whisper.
Yeah, right. I've been keeping busy, you know. Thank God for that, you know. But people love the music, you know, that we did back in the days. You know what I mean?
So,
you know, it's good music and you know, groups like yourself and, you know, me, we keep on going. Your phone keep ringing. I keep answering it, you know.
Yeah, keep answering the phone, man, and keep on moving. But you're doing good shows. I've been watching your show too. You've been having your show on the tube as well.
Yeah, just trying to keep it, you know, keep it moving. You know, keep up the tradition. You know, I mean, I know you guys set the bar high. You know what I'm saying? You know, so we gotta, you know, gotta keep it moving, and at least you know, try to represent for sure.
Yeah, you better believe it. But there's a great show you did with Maurice Watts. I just seen that one on you. About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, right. We were up there in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Yeah, right, with Maurice.
Right.
And,
right.
So that was good.
So we're heading
out to Louisiana this weekend.
What part of
Wow.
Are we going down to Alexandria, Louisiana? You know anything about down that way?
Yeah, we played there before a lot of times. You should have another great show. They taking the same package, the Whispers, and that was a great show y'all had together there.
Yeah, I think it's a different show. This is more like a Southern Soul show. They got this young kid, Pokey, got that song out called Side Piece, and Sir Charles Jones, and do a little Southern Soul. So
a Southern show. That's a Southern show.
Yeah, right, a Southern show down there.
Are you coming to Chicago with it?
I hope to come to Chicago. You know, I ain't been there in a while.
It's coming to the new place here, downtown.
I'm ready for the Windy City. Yes, I remember the good old days with Rodney Jones and Purvis and all those guys like that. Yeah, WVON.
Yeah, right on. Oh,
well, take us back. Wow. Now, he just dropped a nugget right there. Take us back, because when you say WVON, now you're talking about Herb Kent, the cool
Herb
gent, okay? Yeah, don't think. Now, I know I'm the youngest. I just got here yesterday, but I know what you're dropping, okay? Daisy, tell them I'm trained. So now, Mr. Lenny Williams, take us back to that time of you and Marshall Thompson and Herb Kent, the cool gent. On WVON. Y'all take us back. What was that like? Where did you all begin?
Well, Herb Kent, you know, he was just extraordinary, you know, DJ personality. And, you know, he had me come in and he'd play records, the Dusties, he called them. And then he'd, talk about your career. And he sometimes knew more about you than you knew yourself, you know. And
you better believe it.
Yeah, he was a historian. Yeah, right. Yeah, so, and I'm sure that with the Shy Lights, I'm sure he must, you know, probably was right there, you know, when it would, when it all got started. So I'm sure that he was extremely close to you guys, Marshall. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was very close to us. He was with us from the very day I put the group together. Then at high school, he was with me then. And our group was going to break up, and he would call a meeting over to his house. His first wife was in school with me at Deuce Harbor High School. And we was real close friends, so he used to come around to school to see her all the time. So we got together and we met over his house, and we stopped fighting, of course. You know, young people always. And he said, man, y'all got to stay together, man, because if y'all stay together, you're going to be something for real. And we did stay together. That's what happened.
Yeah, wow. Made some tremendous records. You know, I used to sing them back in the day. You know, before I made a record, I used to be, you know, singing other folks' songs. I used to sing, Have You Seen Her and all that good stuff. You know, I love singing. Yes.
Well, everybody couldn't sing your song. I tell you that. Not that song you
now
had. Cause I love you. They couldn't sing that one right now. We had one guy in our group that did it, Anthony Watson. He recorded it again.
Oh,
he did a
I remember
good,
that.
He
yeah, I heard about
job.
That. Right. Yeah.
Did a good job. He did a good job. Mm-hmm. But a lot of artists would never try to touch that song, you know, because that was strictly a song for you, you know, cause I love you, you know.
Yeah, well, I had the pleasure of writing that song with a good friend of mine, Michael Bennett, and he used to come to the house every day, want to write songs, and I remember one day he came out, I was like, man, I don't feel like writing. I said, me and my girl, we ain't getting along, and he said, well, let's write about that. And then I said, okay, that's how we wrote. I said, "Shoot, we need to fall out again so I can write another one."
Now, Daisy and I have been trying to hold it. Okay. Daisy, wow. Wait a minute. That reminds me of the show. That reminds me of the show where we found out how Bobby Womack wrote, "If You Think You're Lonely Now." Somebody had broke up and he said, "Man, if you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight." And Bobby Womack ran and wrote the song. Dude had broke up with his girl. That is too funny. Now, Mr. Lenny Williams and Godfather, tell us, take us back into the first time you heard of Lenny Williams, Godfather. Drop some gems for us. The first time you heard of Tower of Power.
Well, I heard him when he was with Tower of Power. I mean, he was a super singer back then, and he was doing that. And then we only started working together when he went solo. Once he went solo, we was on quite a few shows together then, you know. But he came out of there with Herb Kent, Rodney Jones, Ed Cook, all those guys, you know, and all those guys that passed away, you know, Purvis Band, the Blues Man, all those guys, WBON. And they made them real super big out of Chicago. Chicago was the second largest market, radio market, in the United States then, you know. So he had a big push in Chicago. But he kept going. I mean, he kept going, and he's still going strong, and he's killing them on the shows out there, you know. He's doing a great job on them shows out there, you know. And
now, Mr. Lenny Williams. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Godfather.
I'm really happy to see him doing what he's doing. I mean, he's still getting the audience together. I mean, he's still got them excited when they get around to that Super Smash there. I mean, that's all she wrote, you know.
And it's funny because every time he says something, Mr. Williams, he's saying still. He's still. And the name of his, oh, my goodness, this song off of his album, Still in the Game. Have you seen that album cover with Mr. Lenny Williams sitting on the bench? And on the bench is written, Still in the Game. And the song, oh my goodness, wait till we play it here tonight. But we want to let Mr. Williams tell us, when did you know that you were a singer? Take us back to the beginning, where you're from, how it all developed for you.
Well, you know, to sound cliche, you know, I'm like most singers, you know, African American singers, black singers. I started, you know, in the church, and then I started, you know, listening to the radio, of course, radio, and in the church, you know, singing in the choir. And I grew up in Oakland, California, so I went to church with Walter Hawkins and Ed Hawkins and Tremaine Hawkins, and then we'd go down to Los Angeles, and you know. Singing choirs with you know, Billy Preston and Andre Crouch, people like that. And then I went to church with the Stewart family, which is Sly Stone's family. So music was kind of always around. And so I guess when I got to be a teenager, you know, I started singing Jerry Butler's song, you know, and doing that, and Your Precious Love, and listening to, you know, Curtis Mayfield, and doing that, and, you know, just kind of going out, you know, singing in different little groups and things. And then I remember one of the guys at our church had a tape recorder, and he let, you know, the young people from the church come over and, you know, sing on the tape recorder. And he said, "Everybody sound good." He said, "But it's something about your voice on the tape recorder. Your voice really translates really well on that tape recorder. The tape recorder loves your voice." That's what he told me. And so I said, "Oh, well, maybe I got something." And then later on, when I was in college, you know, somebody took me down to a talent show, and I went and won. And so then I, you know, kind of realized, well, I got something going here. And, you know, then I just started, you know, hanging out, you know, in clubs and, you know, just trying to, you know, get a break, you know, just see if, I, you know, something would happen. And eventually, you know, I made a record and made a couple of records, and, you know, they didn't really do anything. And then eventually I started writing songs, you know, learned how to write songs, hanging out with John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater and with Larry Graham from Sly and the Family Stone, who really kind of learned how to write music and write songs. And then, you know, I just started writing my own songs, and then it just, you know, just started happening then. And then, you know, I started writing for Tower of Power, and then I wrote for them, and then they had some problems with their singer, and so it's like next man up, you know, and
right.
and then bam, right. you know, there it was, you know, something, you know, like that, and then, you know, just like Marshall said, I'm still doing it. People say, well, how you been doing it all these years? Like Marshall and them, they've been doing it 50-something years, and it's like you just don't stop, you know, no matter what, you know, you just don't stop, you know. Yeah, so that's, you know, that's the still part of it right there.
Well, Lenny, how did you do the record Suspicion?
The record Suspicion, a friend of mine, I heard that song by Eddie Rabbit, the country artist, and so a friend of mine said, man, I think you could sing that, and so I started listening to it, and then I did it, and you know, I really enjoyed doing it. It was real fantastic, and I, you know, like singing it for audiences, you know, just kind of really get down.
You're one of our artists, Larissa, she recorded it as well.
Oh, yeah, right, uh-huh. Yeah, that's a fantastic song.
You traveled with us.
Yeah.
Fantastic, man.
Yeah.
I love it. You did a great job with
Well, I try to do my best, you know what I mean? That's for sure, yeah.
We definitely love your music. Now, Daisy, Queen of Diamonds Brown, we want you to jump on in here because we know you have a question for Mr. Williams before we start going into the music phase.
When do I place my order for your crab cake dinner?
I was up in the Baltimore area, and I think I was doing a play, wasn't I?
Yes.
And then Daisy, I was like, man, I got to get me some of this good old, you know, Baltimore crab. And you hooked me up. I never will forget that. I said, ooh, the big old nice crab cakes. And it didn't have a bunch of filler in there or nothing. Just crab, more crab. Right. You spoiled me. I've been looking for crab cakes like that since.
He was on the air with Tim Watts, and he was talking about these crab cakes, and I called in because, of course, you know, I knew Tim, and I said, well, I'm going to bring you some, and he didn't believe it, of course, and I went down with the dinner, and he went off. Yeah, that was really a good thing.
And my wife was with me. I think she ate most of my crab cake. I had to
Remember, you went home and told her about it, and when you came back the second time, she came with you because she didn't.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. And so
I had
to get her dinner as well because I knew that you weren't going to share a dinner with her.
So you got that young memory. Yeah. You remember all that stuff. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You're right.
I was bragging about that.
That was, what, about 20-some years ago, I'm sure.
Yeah, it has been a while. Yeah, at least 20 years.
Mm-hmm. But,
go ahead, Daisy.
Are you planning to go back into the studio anytime soon?
Actually, I'm going to be going to the studio in a couple of weeks, working on some music down in Atlanta. Yeah, so I'm excited about that and going to do that. And, it's kind of interesting about doing new music, you know. I mean, the whole landscape of recording and getting, you know, paid for your records has changed a lot, you know, with streaming and things like that. And so people like myself and, of course, you know, Marshall and the Shylights and Manhattan, people like that, you know, we're very fortunate that we don't have to make new records to make a living in the music business.
That's
and
true.
So
that's
so
true.
I think that what I try to do is be selective, you know, instead of just, you know, making – you know, a lot of records, you know, because it's so easy to make them now, you know, just try to be selective and when I have something that I feel is really special, then I go in the studio and record. Yeah, so, but I do have a couple of nice songs that I'm really, you know, excited about, and they're going to go in the studio and work on those, yeah, pretty soon.
Very good.
Wow. Amazing. Well, we're definitely going to be listening to some of your amazing talent tree coming up. Now, what I just wanted to say, since everyone's reminiscing, is I have a little bit of history with Mr. Lenny Williams, too. This is not our first time on the radio. And Mr. Williams, you dropped some of the names of which I am familiar with as a little girl growing up with my cousins in the Bay Area. So you remember we had a conversation on Wanda Mays' show when she called out area code 408. You said, that sounds like San Jose, Palo Alto. And when I got on the phone, we took over that show. We talked about Reverend St. John's Baptist Church, Reverend Branch. He married my sister, all of that. So it's an honor and a privilege to be able to, you know, reflect and reminisce. And then this is the same network that hosted Everybody is a Star with Patrice Chocolate Banks. And you were, again, a guest on this platform a few years ago. But my cousin used to be friends with Sly Stone in San Francisco. He is now gone on. The Lord has called him home, but you're going to know his name as soon as I say it, because I say it every time. But he ran with Larry Graham. He ran with Sly Stone. Remember when Sly Stone had that poodle, that Abouvier?
Right. Yeah.
Named August.
Right, I remember.
My cousin is Ronnie Allen. Remember Ronnie Allen?
Oh, yeah, of course. Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's my first cousin. So those days were just like the funkiest times. That is an era of music from the Bay Area. That sound, Marshall, we enjoy, like he said, Graham Central Station, Larry Graham, all that funk. Oh, my gosh, Tower Power, Back to Oakland, You're Still a Young Man, So Very Hard to Go. We, come on, Sly Stone, Everybody is a Star, Stand, oh, my gosh, don't even, the funk and the soul music that captivated us in the Bay Area and coming out of Oakland and San Francisco from a time and an era that you all set the tone for that Bay Area sound. It wasn't until then that we really had a real Bay Area sound, and you all set that tone. And I just wanted to say that I honor you for all of your legendary work and music that you have given us. And can you tell us what inspired 'Cause I Love You and what inspired Steel?
Well, 'Cause I Love You was, inspired by, somewhat by a real life situation, having a difficult, time with my girl at that time. And then also, just listening to my friends, talking about, different things, about their relationships and, just kind of watching my friends, how, it's difficult to, even, talk, to your friends. Then sometimes, you talk to them, man, oh, man, forget that girl, And then I'm like, well, man, maybe you ain't in love like I've been in love. And, maybe you never felt the things you're not feeling what I'm feeling, and things like that. So, just, kind of incorporating, the way something that I was going through, and also trying to incorporate, just the kind of way I see my friends and kind of interpret their relationship and their reaction to, to breaking it up and trying to get back together. As far as Steel is concerned, I didn't write that. Kipper Jones and Andre Crouch's nephew, Ben's son, Ben Crouch, wrote that. And but definitely, it spoke to something that I can relate to. Being with somebody, my wife and I have been together for 40 years. And
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And, she gets to walk around the house with that little house coat on or something like that. I still like, hey, girl, what's up, so,
don't count you out. He's still in the game.
Yeah, too. Yeah, so, Yeah, so, you know, you've been with somebody for a long time, and you just say, you know, I'm still in love with you, you know, and the song talks about how that she stuck by him, and I'm sure Marshall can talk about that. You know, you've been with somebody for a long time, you know, and, you know, different things happen, and, you know, and you make some mistakes, and, you know, they get in your face about it, and, you know, and
yep.
But they stick with you, and you know, I see Marshall with his kids and his grandkids, and they coming by, and, you know, I see it on Facebook, and I say, well, that's life, you know, we be here for a long time, and you know now we got kids and we got grandkids, and they come by, and you know, and it's just, you know, it's a beautiful thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow, beautiful, beautiful. Well, listen, we're going to wrap up early here so that we can get some music in. So, gentlemen, do you have any final words that you would like to say to each other? I'm Beverly Black, again, Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, live on Tribe Family Channel. I want to thank Mr. Lenny Williams. I want to thank the Godfather Vocal Group's Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, for making this possible. Our co-producer, the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, helping me hold it down. And you can follow our studio at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. We are a Gumbo for the Soul International family brand hosted on Tribe Family Channel. Now, don't forget to catch up with the Shy Lights at chi-lites.info. And you know Daisy Brown holding it down over there with us on Facebook. Now, Mr. Lenny Williams and Mr. Marshall Thompson, give us some final words for our audience that you would like to say to each other.
Well, first of all, we'd like to say that hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Number one, with the Dynamite entertainer that's been around for a while, giving you nothing but hit records. And I say hit records. He has hit records. When Lenny Williams opened his mouth, you're going to listen, I tell you that. I mean, I'll be backstage on the concert with him as soon as I run out there. When he did that, I love you. I had to run out there and scream myself. I'm backstage. I mean, I'll be waiting for him to hit that last note. And when he hit that high note, I just go crazy. I said, that's him. Yeah. But
that ain't a hologram. That's the real thing.
That's right. Well, we'll be on some shows together coming up. We got a lot of tour dates coming up here. And I see Lenny Williams' name on some of them that we're doing. So we'll be back together shortly.
Yeah. But, and I'd like to say,
it's a pleasure having you on the show tonight.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And I'd like to say that, you know, a lot of times when you start out in music and you meet your idols, you know, sometimes you can get disappointed because, you know, they're not what the, you know, what you imagine them to be, or they may not be as nice as you imagine them to be. But I have to say that, Marshall and the Shine Lights were stars, you know, when I got started. And when, you know, I first got a chance to meet Marshall and all the guys, everybody was nice, you know, and, you know, they were, you know, shake your hand and, you know, hey, you know, show you around. And like you said, you know, listen to your music, encourage you and things like that. So I definitely like to say thank you, Marshall, for that. Being, you know, I mean, you definitely wear the title of Godfather well, you know, that you you embrace all the people that that are out here trying to make it and encourage people, and you'd be the headliner of the show, but you know, hey man, you need this, you need that, you find the dressing room, and you know, a lot of times, you know, a person is so nice that sometimes you know, they don't get thanked for it, but and I know you're not looking for it. That you just do it because you are nice, but we certainly appreciate your kindness and generosity over the years, and the music speaks for itself, and appreciate you, and much love to Godfather of all the groups, Mr. Marshall Thompson, for sure.
Thank you so much, brother.
Amen, amen. Well, Daisy Brown, we're going to go out with "Cause I Love You," because you know that's how we feel about these gentlemen. Am I right about it?
No, I know that's right. I know you're right.
All right, now. Well, y'all be sure to come back and check out Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson February 7th. He is going to have on his show Khalil Lundy and the members of Force MD. And they will also be on the platform February 10th in Vegas. So y'all go back to their website, chi-lites.info. Mr. Lenny Williams, we love you. We're going out on
love
this, and we thank you. Stay blessed.
Yes, ma'am.
Good
all
night.
All right,
y'all.
Now, here we go, y'all. Good night.
No matter what you do, and I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true, 'cause I love you, baby. I'm thinking of you, trying to be more of a man for you. But we gonna see it through, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 oh. Some men need lots of women. One time things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. and the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend. I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely. You get lonely. You get lonely. And I cry. Fill up in the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, it got so bad. To one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, just such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand. You help me. You help me. You help me. Oh, I'm glad, baby. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh, baby. Hey, hey, hey. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. I love you.